This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. Risen One of blessing, remembrance, redemption, of hope, and of freedom, you have left the confinement of the tomb. And yet we, like the one who arrived there alone first in that early morning fog, with a mixture of fear and doubt and longing, still sit in our quarantine tombs apart from one another. So go as you always do ahead of us. And just as you have shown us that the way of love is the way that leads to life, help us to persevere, knowing that even if we cannot come to you, you will come to us, even through locked doors, and give us your peace. Amen.
Amen.
Alleluia, Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed.
Alleluia. We could hear your bells ringing and your shouts of Alleluia all the way here up on the church on the hill. Soren Kierkegaard gets the credit for saying, "We live our lives looking forward, we understand our lives looking backward." So let's look back a bit. Most immediately, we began this Lenten season on Ash Wednesday, reminded once again that we are dust and to dust we shall return. A reminder not only of our mortality, but also a reminder, as the French philosopher Pierre Teilhard de Chardin once wrote, we are not human beings having a spiritual experience. We are spiritual beings having a human experience. The observance of Teilhard de Chardin's feast day would have been 3 days ago, superseded by our Good Friday commemoration. In our first virtual Sunday Eucharist, which seems so long ago already, I spoke of Teilhard de Chardin's Mass on the World. He was working on an extended geological paleontology exploration in the deserts of China near Outer Mongolia. And as a Jesuit priest obligated to say Mass every day, he could not find bread and wine in Outer Mongolia, much less a silver chalice and paten. In the extraordinary vision of where he was, he realized that he could walk up the nearby mountain at dawn and lift up the whole earth. He began to see that the body for the bread would be the body of the toil that humanity lifted up that day. And as one commentator writes, the wine to be poured into this universal goblet would be the fruit of that labor, including the suffering. His chalice and paten were his soul laid bare to the mystic presence. He tried to gather in his arms the whole world and offer that up as the substance of his offering. The Mass on the World represented the solidarity of all humankind and all centered beings with the earth itself. Solidarity. As John Donne reminded us earlier in this Lenten season, and if you'll forgive my updated language, no one is an island entire of itself. Everyone is a piece of the continent, a part of the main. If a clod be washed away by the sea, Europe is the less, as well as if a promontory were, as well as any manner of thy friends or of thine own were. Anyone's death diminishes me, because I am involved in humankind, and therefore never send to know for whom the bell tolls. It tolls for thee. The bells. told 39 times on Friday as we in solidarity were speechless at his wondrous love to the end. The bells which shouted glory to God in the highest today as we in solidarity shout alleluia at the wonder of his resurrection. This solidarity, we with God, with each other, and with the world, is a true art. We were reminded again at St. Joseph's on the first day of Lent this year, first Sunday, when we experienced in our silent service the story of two brothers who were at odds with each other. One wanted the carpenter to build a wall to keep them apart, but instead, the carpenter built them a bridge to bring them together in solidarity. Looking back, 3 years ago, we were reminded of that art. We at St. Joseph's did a Lenten study on Rob Bell's Drops Like Stars. As we live our lives forward now, how appropriate for us today to remember that learning, to understand our living forward in these days. Rob Bell talked about how our experience of suffering can be linked to our creativity to achieve our understanding and growth through the arts of disruption, elimination, honesty, solidarity, possession, and failure. Because of the suffering and loss we all experience these days, there's a tremendous wisdom for us to look back at those arts. Disruption. The video stated, with planning about how tomorrow's supposed to go, then we suffer. There's a disruption. And all of a sudden, the tomorrow we were planning on isn't there anymore. The resources we thought were there aren't there, and the tomorrow we were planning on is gone. Sound familiar? The words used in the video, I never would have imagined that this would have happened. The art of honesty. The art of the disruption leads us to the art of honesty. Suffering has a way of making us honest. Pain has a way of making us honest, opening up the empty place inside us to discover truth in a way we haven't before. The art of elimination. Suffering aids us in stripping away excess, eliminating what is trivial and unnecessary. Has not this time helped us to cut through to what is really important in our lives? The art of possession. You can have all of the things that everybody says you need to be happy and yet actually possess very little. Yet others, in the process of losing the few things they do have, are in fact possessing everything. And back to the art of solidarity. Whether in Teilhard de Chardin's realizations or in John Donne's reflection, the point is that suffering is such an effective way of forging human connections. Has not this suffering alongside everyone else connected us more to others? To be more grateful for those who take care of us, from the doctors to the garbage removers. And do not miss the art of solidarity, expressed in what we celebrate these days, in Jesus' passion, death, and resurrection. That God is not distant and detached and somewhere else, but somehow God is present in the midst of the worst kind of suffering a human can endure. God is present in the bloody, naked Jesus on the cross. They call this the incarnation, the in the fleshness of God. An astounding claim that God is found in the suffering of the cross. As they say on that video, God came into the world and screamed alongside of us. Perhaps the cross and the resurrection is God's way of saying, I know how you feel. So what of resurrection, you ask? as with those first frightened few at the empty tomb, it becomes a choice we make. Our present suffering, just as we studied 3 years ago, will shape us for bitter or better, closed or open, more ignorant or more aware. Novelist Susan Howatch wrote that in the end, nothing is wasted and nothing is without significance and nothing ceases to be precious to me. It's our choice to stay in our cold, dark tombs in suffering, or as we continue to see the signs of resurrection all around us. Looking back, remember that Easter wrap from 3 years ago? Well, I think it's time not only to look back, but to understand it a little more. You might recall that on the second Sunday in this season of Lent, we celebrated the story of Nicodemus. Nicodemus, who came to Jesus at night. My name is Nicodemus, came to Jesus late at night. Hey, I'm a big shot in this culture. Keep this quiet, out of sight. I had questions needing answers, so I put it on the table, thinking he would shed some light for me if he was able. Instead of sharing how or why, he's more about what now, saying that to follow him, I must be born again somehow. But I'm a grown-up Pharisee, and who knows how life should be? And now he says, be born again if I were to be free. The art of his disruptions causing me to be confused. But walking in the dark's no fun if his light I refused. For God so loved the world, that's me, gave his only son to me. So that I would not perish, but have life eternally. I'll never be the same again, but this outlook isn't grim. Social distancing that night, I found my life hidden in him. And I think you all remember the refrain. I'm never looking back to the place I was before. I'm traveling a journey now that's given so much more. My Jesus walk ahead, I'll follow you to Galilee. Focused on your way of life that truly sets me free. Free from all past hurts and pains that kept me in my chains. Free from all regrets and fears driving me insane. I know that I am dust to dust. My body will go back. But now I'm headed forward and I'm never looking back. And then we came to the third Sunday of Advent. The woman at the well. I couldn't find this for our pink Sunday, but I guarantee you the Pepto-Bismol is in the purse. My real name is Fotina, you know, the woman at the well. And until I met this Jesus, well, let's face it, life was hell. Used and abused, abandoned and bruised by 5 men in a row. And the one who I'm with now is not my husband, as you know. A string of bad decisions, nah, I love them all the same. Needed to find a shelter at home, so now I live in shame. The suffering in my life has forced the art of elimination. Talk about social distancing, I have very little relation. Until the day I came at noon to get myself some water and left there feeling just as if I was beloved daughter. Samaritan woman unmarried, and yet how could I believe? He talked to me, respected me, living water I'd receive. A surprising answer for my prayer for a good man who would stay. He told me everything I'd ever done, but did not run away. And I think you remember the refrain. I'm never looking back to the way I was before. I'm traveling a journey now that's given so much more. My Jesus, walk ahead, I'll follow you to Galilee. Focused on your way of life that truly sets me free. Free from all past hurts and pains that kept me in my chains. Free from all regrets and fears driving me insane. I know that I am dust and to dust my body will go back. But now my soul's headed forward and I'm never looking back. The Jesus in me sees the Jesus in you. Lent 4 was the man born blind. The man born blind, they call me. Can't they even say my name? Just because I cannot see, they think that I'm the one to blame. How silly to believe that God conducts the universe that way. God causes viral pandemics and sin caused blindness now. Oy vey. This leads them to dismissing me. He's a sinner. We don't care. And even mom and dad behaved as if I wasn't there. I prayed for solidarity. Sorry, we lost our place. I prayed for solidarity, for one to understand. And then he placed upon my eyes the mud with gentle hands. The way in which he spoke to me showed sincerity for real, almost like he said to me, I know just how you feel. I felt already healed before I went to wash. Even there, resulting doubt of me, my spirit did not squash. Amazing grace, how sweet a sound that saved and strengthened me. I once was lost, but he found me, was blind, but now I see. The refrain.
I'm never looking back to the place I was before. I'm traveling a journey now that's giving so much more. My Jesus, walk ahead, I'll follow you to Galilee. Focused on your way of life that truly sets me free. Free from all past hurts and pains that kept me in my chains. Free from all regrets and fears driving me insane. I know that I am dust, and to dust my body will go back. But my soul's now headed forward, and I'm never looking back.
And then on the fifth Sunday of Advent, we had the story of Lazarus. Now, we would have used toilet paper, but that's a precious commodity these days. Spoiler alert, yes, indeed, that's the best way to describe how he called me back from death's dark tomb, and now I am alive. A preview of coming attractions. He too would come back from the dead, destroy the temple of my body. I'll rise 3 days later, he had said. But looking back upon it all, now can I clearly see he had a plan all along to truly set me free. Waiting 4 full days to make it clear that they'd be wrong, to doubt that I was really dead and just sleeping all along. His plan to show in this disruption, he still was always there. In the art of elimination, he helped unbind my funeral wear. In the art of solidarity, he wept beside us all. In the art of possession, having nothing, I can still possess it all. And the art of failure, now I know there's meaning in my strife. For nothing is ever wasted, even death can lead to life.
I'm never looking back to the place I was before. I'm traveling a journey now that's giving so much more. My Jesus, walk ahead, I'll follow you to Galilee. Focused on your way of life that truly sets me free. Free from all past hurts and pains that kept me in my chains. Free from all regrets and fears driving me insane. I know that I am dust, and to dust my body will go back. But my soul's now headed forward, and I'm never looking back.
And on this Easter Sunday, if we were to grasp Jesus' message to us, you doubt the resurrection? Well, forget about the how. Let go the what, the when, forget the why even now. Leave the how and whys to science. Concentrate upon the that this universal Christ you're seeking rises exactly where you're at. I'm there in all the doctors and the nurses and the staff. I'm there in Facebook posting that each day can make you laugh. I'm there protecting you in the police and EMTs, in those who make deliveries, scientists who cure disease, all the workers for your takeout food, bank tellers providing cash, drugstore and grocery workers, and those who take your trash. Don't you ever just go back to the same place you were before. You're traveling a journey now that's given so much more. I'll walk ahead, stay 6 feet behind me for a while if you must. But see, I'm all around you. You are covered in my dust. May we continue to be covered in the dust of our risen Lord. Amen.
Amen.